Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Looking for God. The scripture lesson today is Acts 17:27. God did this so that they would seek Him and perhaps reach out for Him and find Him, though He is not far from any one of us. I entered a new decade of life last June, and with that age comes lots of people older than I am saying, oh, it's just the beginning of whatever new age-related issue I'm facing, be that skeletal ailments, gray hair, or whatever else. One of those issues that I think we all have dealt with occasionally is losing something only to find that very item right there in plain sight, or even with us the whole time. I don't know about you, but I have done this most frequently with my phone. I will search the house for it only to find it in my pocket, or worse, and much more embarrassingly, my hand. But that's what comes to mind when I read this verse. How many times have we been looking for God in our lives only to find God's presence right there with us the whole time? We seek God, and we should seek God. But the irony is that God is always there with us. God's love is steadfast and constant. And when we are looking the hardest for it, we often find it in the last place we look. Occasionally, then, we have to remind ourselves to slow down, take a step back, and instead of looking for God where we think He should be, let God reveal where He already is. Please pray with me. God, when you feel elusive in our lives, remind us that those moments are opportunities to slow down, breathe deeply, and see how you are already in our lives. Help us to remember that even in the times when we don't feel like it's true, you are always with us. But most of all, help us to not look for you where we think you should be, but to seek you where you already are. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Dwight Dockery.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.